Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth, a sports Scales of Truth as we react to the Kansas City Monday Night Football victory against the Washington Commanders from a Chiefs fan point of view. So we'll go kind of through the game. Highest level thoughts are, first half looked a lot like the old Chiefs against Mariota. Sometimes, the old Chiefs. And it looked, for a more recent reference, like the Jacksonville Jaguars game, where you go, what are you doing? What is going on? And then it all turned around, and the second half looked outstanding. Tied 7-7 at half, and then just took it from them in the second half. Outscored them 21-0 for a very pleasing overall result. A result you can't help but, even as a very critical Chiefs fan, if all you got to do is worry about a first half where you're tied with an opponent that's not an absolute doormat, even if it is their backup quarterback, and then in the second half you pull away easily. Yeah, you can. There are things to sharpen up, maybe, or as far as consistency, but overall, you can't complain too much about that. So we'll get into the game script, but some other high-level thoughts or kind of backgrounders is there's no Josh Simmons at left tackle, no Trey Smith either at left guard due to the back injury he had last week. He was questionable, but didn't go. Josh Simmons, we knew, was out. This is for his third game, so we hear that, maybe he'll be back in a few weeks, joining the team in a couple or a few weeks. So don't know what kind of shape he's going to be in. So really got to love that Moore is over there at left tackle, holding it down. Caliendo is also holding it down at left guard spot and did have to for much of last week's game, granted against the Raiders. Early on, some pressure on the left side against Jalen Moore did not look good. And that was, as far as the first half, it just didn't look like our strategy was clean and clear. Like, roll away from that guy. We just did not have clean strategic series, in my opinion. But again, second half, it all changed. So no Daniels, Marcus Mariota instead, as I said. Early on, it looked like this is just a low prep week, or just kind of woke up dazed, kind of like all of the Jacksonville game. But then, even early, the defense did pretty well. And to be down and have the first lead at 7-0, then just get tied at 7-7 and look still a little bit sluggish. There was a good offensive drive. And overall, the defense was good for almost the entire game, not just dominant in the second half. As usual, you don't run on these guys. You just don't. Remember Jerry, Jacory Kroski Merritt, Bill, has had a pretty nice rookie season, and he just didn't do anything. The other interesting thing is that they had Terry McLaurin and they had Deebo Samuel back, and so that was a concern. Until it wasn't, because it's the Chiefs strategy and the Chiefs defense. Remember, this is a Chiefs defense that does not have an easy time getting pressure up the middle. And it didn't look good at first with that, because easily the best that Marcus Mariota looked was the earliest in the game. So you better take advantage until we can adjust, because we will adjust. And they looked okay and they did score, but they just didn't do enough with it. Multiple fourth downs they went for and didn't help. And also, their kicker was out. I believe it's Matt Gay. Is that who's out? Yeah, Matt Gay. I think that was kind of a late scratch, so they had a backup. You know that Dan Quinn's going to be somebody who tries to go for it on fourth down anyway. They did multiple times. It was a really weird first half with a bunch of fourth down conversions or fourth down attempts or fourth down turnover on downs. So with that, we'll go ahead and start from the top. Again, just overall an outstanding game. You just can't complain about a 28-7 victory and a response of going and getting it in the second half after you only tied it by 7. When the Chiefs fans' broken record is, when you have a lead, do you try to go extend that lead? And we certainly did, repeatedly, with touchdown drives. So, excellent. So, the Chiefs win the coin toss. And so, on opening drive, Commanders go 9 plays, 39 yards. It ends up in an interception by Dana, I believe. And so, that's that. On the Chiefs' first drive, we go 9 plays, 42 yards. And that ends up in an interception. And it was it was 4:07 off the clock. It was like Mahomes has never thrown back shoulder passes. I don't understand why. He's got the arm to do it. It's just never been something he's done. And then last week he had something that looked like a back shoulder pass. So one wonders whether he was attempting to throw a back shoulder pass to Hollywood Brown. But regardless, it was closer to the left sideline. And Hollywood Brown did not come back towards the ball. That's bad ball skills. And the defender got to it first. A poor pass, really, because it's just against the sideline. And it wasn't the short side of the field, or at least Patrick wasn't, you know, rolled out to the left to where that angle's a little bit more steep as opposed to kind of diagonal across the field. Just not a very good throw for that interception. Commanders' second drive then, 8 plays, 58 yards, turnover on down. So this is where, again, they've gone fairly far, but they got to 4th and 5. They go for it on 4th down. To 4th and 6. And they get 5 and then some. 5 3/4, 5 5/8. 5 7/8, it's Ertz with a nice catch right in the middle of the field where it looks like he probably got it, but he did not get 4th and 6. And we know this because they even did the virtual measurement, waited for it to come in. It's always made sense. You've got all these camera angles. Cameras can have a time synchronization, a common clock. And so you can at any given moment, okay, stop, where is it when his, you know, forearm hits? And when his forearm hits, let's go now check the side angle at that exact moment. And now let's put together the fancy 3D version looking thing based on that. And he's, 5 or 6 inches short. So turnover on downs there. Chiefs' second drive then. 6 plays, 17 yards, 3:02 interception. So 2 different drives in a row with an interception. But this one, not as bad. It's not on Patrick. You do wonder, is Travis not concentrating again? And because he's such a high-profile player, we probably think he drops balls more than we do when we're first reacting to it. But it was right at Kelsey, basically helmet, top of helmet height. No reason he shouldn't have caught it, coming right at him. And it bounced up, and there was an interception. So 2 interceptions, still 0-0. Commanders' third drive, 5 plays, 31 yards, turnover on downs. So we had a really nice set of defensive plays here. So again, to Ertz, on 3rd and 2nd, they were ahead of the sticks. They go to Ertz on 3rd and 2nd, just a little off to the left. Jaden Hicks just is incredibly aggressive, attacks and jumps on Ertz, and it's 4th and 1. So Commanders go for it on 4th and 1, but for some unknown reason, they throw it deep to McLaurin on the sideline instead of just getting the first. And if they weren't in field goal range, they were almost in field goal range. But the other nice aspect to this is just the players just prior to that and the plays just prior to that. So on a 1st and 10, 8 yards were gained. And so on a 2nd and 2, they throw a quick pass to Debo, you know, pretty athletic, pretty dynamic guy. I know he's just back this week, but still. And Connor and Dana combined to hold him to basically nothing. on a short pass left on second and two. And again, that then turns to third and two, which is where Hicks has this great play on Ertz. And then he kind of punts it away, does Mariota, on fourth and one by not just going up the middle. I'm not sure what they were thinking. So we still have 0-0, but a really nice little set of plays by our defenders. Really, really nice. Chiefs third drive, 9 plays, 72 yards, 439, and a touchdown. We start with a couple of runs to stay ahead of the chains. This is going to be a theme for us. Our backs were a nice core. No one's going to, you know, start rewriting the record books about what any of them did, but it was a nice productive trio today. So we start with a couple of runs to stay ahead of the chains. Then we have 2 throws in a row to Kelce. So what I like about this, you know, Patrick knows that he's got to be able to trust Kelce, and Kelce has to know that he trusts him. He's got to keep him engaged. He's too important. And it turned out to a really big productive day for Kelce. We'll cover that. So this is the first possible throw after Kelce does not catch the ball, and it bounces off of his hands and is intercepted. First possible throw, we have 11 yards to Kelce. Second possible throw, 31 yards down to the Commanders 22. So that also is, to Kelce, and we've had now 44 yards. Kelce's having a one day late tight end national holiday, whatever that's called, tight ends day. Great celebration. In fact, he almost gets 100. I think he got 99. So then we're ahead of the chains. We run on the first down, second down run gets us to third and one. We run on third to get an easy first. And those 3 first downs used all 3 backs. Breshard didn't so much have those screens as he had those various, as he ran today. And so that was an Isaiah and Kareem and Breshard 3 downs in a row. So now we're at first and goal on the 8, and we get Rashee with a wildcat snap. We hadn't really seen a lot of Rashee, but he goes straight up the middle. Has a great stretch out, just darts up the middle. Kind of reminded you how when it was so stark when he get the ball last year, that as soon as he got the ball, the first thing he did is just absolutely missile forward for yards as quickly as he could. And that kind of reminded you that. He gets that wildcat snap. He just missiles into the hole there, gets up the middle, stretches out, almost gets the touchdown. It's at first called a touchdown, but upon review, then it is not quite. It's an inch or 2 or 3 inches away. Kareem easily gets in for the touchdown on the next play. Kareem had just a solid gold short yardage game today. Absolutely a true weapon in short yardage has Kareem been lately. We know he's not a super dynamic back anymore, but overall, we had some nice overall runs, big runs from all of our guys. So then Commanders' 4th drive. It is 7-0 Kansas City. A nice 10-play, 66-yard drive takes 4:43 off the clock and ends up, therefore, at tied 7-7. Starts on their 34. It ends with a beautiful catch by McLaurin, where he's kind of going across the field. A pretty long catch, really. And then as he kind of diagonals towards the far front right corner of the end zone, and, you know, is diagonaling in there, Mariota gets him the ball. And when he gets him the ball, it is exactly toe drag swag time. And at first, it is not called a touchdown because it looks like his toe is not on the ground. But in actuality, he absolutely velcroed the throw, the catch, velcroed it. And as long as he did velcro it, his right toe was on the turf. It's just that immediately after he velcroed it, it came off the turf. The left almost looked like it wasn't touching either, but it was actually dragging. So that ties it up. And now the, where am I here? Yeah, the Chiefs, they don't have a lot of time before halftime. The Commanders scored that 7 points with about a minute left. And just kind of punt away this drive. It's not very good at all. We have another penalty on a kickoff, which means we start 12 yards further back. This is Cochran again. He did it twice again, just like the Jaguars game or whatever game that was. I believe it was a Jaguars game, but it might have been one we won. And so we do start it further back than we need to. It's only 5 plays, 25 yards. It comes to nothing. 45 seconds goes to halftime. We throw to Kelce for 10 yards, but it's well within bounds. I mean, he's 15 yards, 10 yards away from the sideline. And so he can't get out of bounds, and we have to use our timeout. And then when we're a first and 10 on the Kansas City 40, we don't do a shorter route. We just kind of launch it right. Patrick is a little bit hurried. He kind of gets his arm hit, but he also takes kind of a lot of time to do it. On second and 10, you get a long, stupid pass to Worthy straight down the middle. He's well defended. Could have easily been intercepted. Not that it really would have mattered at that point, but just not a very good pass. And then on third and 10, we went for a giant Texas Tech YOLO type play, and Patrick gets grounding instead. So second half, we're tied 7-7. I don't think this World Series game is going to end. I'm going to finish this thing up before this World Series play ends. All right. So 7-7 at halftime. We get another holding on the return team. We get it first time second half. So it changes our starting yard line from the 32 to the 20. But it doesn't matter. Chiefs get, in essence, another wraparound drive around halftime and do a really good job. 8 plays, 65 yards, 4:42 off the clock, touchdown that results in therefore us leading 14-7. But this is some of the highlights of that drive. First and 10, quick pass to Rice on kind of a loop motion right to left for about 5. On second and 5, Mahomes goes to Gray, incomplete, but it is tipped first. But then there's a late hit on Gray, a personal foul. So we have first 10-10. That doesn't hurt. But we weren't way behind the sticks anyway, so our drive did not depend on that. That was a second and 5. So we get an automatic first down based on that personal foul and a 15-yard penalty. So on first and 10, we've got 3 backs. Gray is one of them. I think maybe I heard the broadcast say there were 2 tight ends back there. Gray basically just veers straight diagonal left for a quick pass and gets about 8. The broadcast and or Mitch Holtis called it the Dirty L formation. So for whatever that's worth, there's 3 folks back there. And it's in kind of a formation of an L. And so now we're 2nd and 2. I mean, we're boogieing, man. And Pacheco goes forward for about 2. He got 1st and 10. We have a check down throw to Kelce. And the thing is, it's a check down throw to the right. And then Kelce kind of checks himself when he tries to do a little juke move early. And kind of almost stumbles, but still gets 37. So, incredible day for Kelce. So, now we're at 1st and goal at about the 9. And we counter straight forward. Pacheco only about 1 yard. 2nd goal about the 8. It's to Rice, but he's dragging across the middle. He's not really heading downfield. Doesn't have a chance, but we still get it to about the 6th. The 6. And 3rd and goal. Why do I have 3rd and goal? No. I'm sorry. That was Rice got it at about the 8. So with his 6, we have 3rd and goal at about the 2. And they don't give him a great spot. Sorry, that was the co-host, my Ruppy Rog, my cats and my Ruppy Rog's play. And sometimes a cat slightly uses claws and it freaks out my little Ruppy Rog. So back to the play at hand, not the play over behind the lazy boy. We're 3rd and goal at the 2. There's a late flag in the backfield. They'll be holding on the offense, but also holding on defense. So a redo. 3rd and goal at the 2. worthy left to right motion, a bad throw to Gray in the end zone, or they just weren't on the same page. And Gray was going inward and the ball went outward. So I don't know if that was just Patrick saw the spirit of the play and his instincts and Gray didn't, because you can count on him, but he's not so instinctual, like, you know, he's more by the book than Kelsey. I'm not sure. Fourth and goal, then Kareem Hunt peels off of protection as Patrick rolls right. And the defender has to make a choice between Hunt and Patrick, and he goes towards Patrick, and easy touchdown to Kareem. Kareem releases, easy pass. We've got 14-7 for a score. And we have Commanders' fifth drive, and it's the first of the second half for them. This only goes five plays, 25 yards for a punt. So anything of note here? Not really, except that on 3rd and 5, we're thinking, okay, this is big. We're up 14-7. So we get, if we got something, it'd be a huge defensive play for momentum, because there's no way they're going for it on 4th here. They're way too far away from anything, way too far into Kansas City territory. Their own territory. So they would not go for it. But pressure is picked up as a good throw to the right for about 10 or 15. But the wide receiver got his feet tangled up and it's incomplete. And so we have forced a punt. Again, only five plays, 25 yards. Outstanding. So then we get our 6th drive. Also, the second of the second half. We have a great offensive drive. 8 plays, 75 yards, 4:45 possession to make it 21-7. This one's great because we just move it, man. 1st and 10, off tackle right, Pacheco for 10. Good block by Taylor on the right. 1st and 10, shotgun. Patrick bails up the middle. Just Patrick stuff. Getting skinny, just barely get up the middle. He hasn't really dropped really far, so he didn't even have very far to kind of bail up the middle. It's almost past the front of the pocket, if you will. And then he sees Smith-Schuster in the middle of the field for 24. Just really tight quarters. He kind of, like I said, had to stay real skinny going up in the pocket and navigating that. And just Patrick Mahomes stuff. Just a great play for 24 yards. So 1st and 10, a quick Kareem up the middle. We're at 2nd and 9. We get to, we're not in field goal range. Rice gets a catch for 13. Another nice, you know, good yardage play. Not this 3 and 4 yard stuff. Just a lot of good yardage plays this game. It gets punched out on the way down. It is definitely out of Rice's hands, but the nearby defensive back tries to scoop it instead of tries to land on it. His scoop means he doesn't quite get it, and Rice, who's on the ground nearby, is able to recover it. So almost lost it there. But again, then, that was for 13. We go quick to Worthy to the right, but he's moving sideways. Not the smartest, kind of like using Tyreek Hill sideways. Sideways doesn't make it less yards to the first down marker. So not much of a play. And as he's moving to the right, he's facing backwards. So instead of opening up toward his left to Patrick, he's opened up his right shoulder is closest to Patrick. He's facing the back end zone. And so that's not very smart, a totally failed play. But that's okay. On 2nd and 8, Rice is in the backfield lined up like a back. From there, kind of like the Gray play, he slants out basically straight left. I don't mean out to the flat. I mean, you know, kind of a 45-degree angle. And he's not picked up. It's thrown to him as a check down, and he goes for 9. So on 1st and 10 on the 14, a very quick throw to Worthy to the right with a bit of a screen for him, and he's at least moving. You know, I always say my pet peeve is, let's not give it to fast guys standing there and them have to deal. This is now, ladies and gentlemen, the top of the 16th in the World Series. This is crazy. But don't give it to fast guys standing there where then they have to be quick and somebody, the defender's all already coming down at them while they're still waiting for the ball. Give it to them on the run in some fashion. And they did give that a very quick to Worthy to the right, but it's more like he was kind of, he kind of had a kind of a moving screen to the right. I just mean the guys are moving. And so they try that and it works okay on the 14. He gets about four, I think. And so now we're second and six. Rush, she's off to left. Patrick wheels right and has a late throw to the middle, to the just past the goal line to Kelsey, who catches it and just absolutely snags it. Now tying Priest Holmes for a touchdown record for the Chiefs, and probably thought he'd never get it. Score is 21-7. Outstanding. Excellent drive. Excellent, excellent drive. So Commanders 6 drive, second of second half. A great defensive drive. 6 plays, 17 yards, 3 minutes and 26 seconds. Start at their 35, 3:20s left in the third. So even at 21-7, you know, it wouldn't hurt. They did get a little bit of rest there with the last drive. They've got another touchdown to feel better about being aggressive and pin their ears back. But, you know, 3:27, the 3:20 left in the third is a lot of time to come back from only 2 touchdowns if strange things happen or if you don't button it up. So start at the 35, 3:20 left in the third, and not much of a pass on first. It's second and 10. And there's a check down to the left flat. And Cook and Connor, I can't think of who it is that they tackle, but such good tacklers was my observation. Our defensive backs are such good tacklers. I can't remember who it was. A team that's still trying to win. It was somebody I saw on Sunday. I think they ended up losing. Might have been Atlanta. But I just don't remember. The defensive backs tried to blow up somebody. There were 3 people there. All 3 of them just tried to blow up a tight end instead of tackling. And he just kind of bounces off and goes for another, kind of circles around, goes for another 10 yards. Our defensive backs are such good tacklers. In this case, it was Cook and Connor. 3rd and 7, a super quick throw by Mariota. McLaurin has a nice diving catch for 25 yards. It's initially overturned as out of bounds. This is along the left sideline. But as they look again, no, one knee equals 2 feet. And his right knee got down first, even though he's mostly sprawled out, just that knee touched. And it was a catch. So 1st and 10 at the Kansas City 37. Debo does an end around. Okay. Again, this is, I know he's only just getting back, but still, he's no joke. He gets 1 yard. Because now we're talking 37. We're talking a 54-ish yarder, right? We're talking field goal range-ish. Now, with their backup, maybe they don't try it. But with the new K-balls this year, maybe they would. And anyway, they're going to probably go for it on 4th, right? If it's close at all. So Debo end around, a 1 yard. Bolton does seem to tweak his knee, but he does stay in. So I haven't seen what the situation is there. 2nd and 9. A quick out right. A quick out to the right to, CMC's brother. I can't think of his name. Almost intercepted. Because Jalen Watson almost jumps the route. He basically gets to the ball at the same time that McCaffrey does. And McCaffrey doesn't come towards the ball. Anyway, another great defensive play. Because he did have to jump that, and he jumped it to Jalen Watson. So far, 3 great defensive plays. 3 really nice defensive plays. 3rd and 11, super quick pressure by Dana. Puts them out of field goal range. I'm not sure what it was, if it was a stunt, but basically you had 4 very good defensive plays on that drive. So just an outstanding drive by the Kansas City defenders on the Commanders' second drive of the second half, their sixth drive overall. So that basically ends the fourth quarter. They punt then on 4th and 11. The Chiefs get it at about the 6. This is the Chiefs' 7th drive, the 3rd of their second half. But guess what? It's the 3rd of the second half, and it's their 3rd touchdown. This is 13 plays with, I suppose, penalty yardage. They have to cover 119 yards, and they take 7 minutes and 2 seconds. So they start at the 6. Worthy's on the move. Gets about 0 yards in the air, but dodges a defender, puts his foot in the ground for a second, and then juts upfield for a full 9. So I believe I meant to say 2nd and 1 here, but I said 2nd and 9. Hunt runs for about 11-ish yards, and now we got 1st down. I mean, 2 great plays right in a row. This is just a great drive. 1st and 10 on a shot and shotgun. Breshard Smith is in the background. Is in the backfield. It's a quick toss to him for 15 yards. However, Rashee Rice had trying to be a good wide receiver who's blocking play, and he got a little bit too exuberant, and it was pulled back. So it's 1st and 16. Okay. Shotgun sacked. Oh, okay. Well, 2nd and 17. Patrick does Patrick things. Patrick releases left out of the pocket. And when he does, right before he gets to the line of scrimmage, he rifles one to Rashee for 25 yards for the 1st down. Just absolute Patrick stuff. Just that vision, that arm, absolutely on cue. Rashee looks like he tends to toss it into the head of a defender. It's really that he was too stupid to see that the defender was there, and he was just trying to toss it to the official. But he gets a taunting call, accidental. And so now it's 1st and 10, but that's after the play, so it just pulls them back. So instead it's then, 1st and 10 from the Kansas City 29. So all these good plays have been because still pretty far back in the field because we started the 6, remember. So now even with that great pass, we're still only at the 29. Pacheco, kind of a draw to the left, gets 13 yards. So that's nice. Then Pacheco again on 1st and 10 for just a couple. I guess 4, actually. 2nd and 6, now we're out on the 46, but our 46, the Kansas City 46. Mahomes releases to the left. He does a little bit of high knees things, gets away from about 3 folks, and he finds Gray late with just some Mahomes magic for about 15 yards. So now 1st and 10 from the Commanders 39, and Kareem goes up the middle for about 8. Does look a little bit bothered, but another nice run. So now we're 2nd and 2, ahead of the chains again on the 31, and we have a fake reverse to Worthy, but there's a miscommunication, and I don't know, something was supposed to happen with Gray, but I think it was that. Oh, I remember this one. This is to where if Gray would have released in the right way, the way Patrick was seeing it, instead of the way the route went exactly as he was going kind of towards the right sideline, Patrick was foreseeing a touchdown. Gray did not get that was what he could have done, and he didn't change his route accordingly. 3rd and 2, a bit of a screen to Rashee for an easy 1st for 11 yards. Now we're 1st and 10 from the Commanders 20. Pacheco goes straight up the middle, kind of on a delay, 2 yards. Whoa, I don't know why I said 2 yards. Is that what I meant? I also say 2nd and 2 from the 18. So we'll go with 2nd and 2 from the 18. Well, it's in shotgun. Patrick has to come up a little bit as he's squeezed, and he zips a pass to Rashee to about the 10-yard line, who takes it the rest of the way, about another 10 yards. So the other great thing about this was Rashee had a place that was his route. He settled for a moment, and then as soon as he realized he wasn't going to get the ball, he diverted a la Kelce and made himself available as kind of like, just make myself available in another spot. So he was doing a little bit of that Kelce stuff, which he had said in his first year he was starting to learn from Kelce. So yeah, he moved to an open area to make himself available again, and that made all the difference. The defensive back at that time was probably kind of not thinking he needed to stay with him. So great, score 28-7. This puts it away, basically. Everything else is pretty lame. At that point, then there's actually 7:52 left in the fourth quarter, up 21, but the Commanders only go 3 plays for 6 yards, 106, and a punt. Just not a lot going on there. McLaurin's not even in at this point. And then the Chiefs do have an 8th drive, up 21 points. They at least kind of extend it in that they go 8 plays as opposed to just kind of going a little piddly 4 play. Eh, only 18 yards, but it does run 4 minutes and 30 seconds off the clock. And it ends up in a punt. One interesting play here was not a lot was going on. We even had a sack. One thing that happened here, which is really dumb on the Commander's part, but it did make a difference. Someone sacks Patrick, but it's really, he has control of him. They blow the whistle, and then he does a full discus thrower rotation and hip toss of Patrick into the end zone after the whistle. And so the dumbass gets called for unnecessary roughness. And we get a first down based on that, when it really should have been about 3rd and 30. After then, though, there was one other kind of noteworthy play in that there was a screen left to Worthy. He stops, he comes all the way back, and even rather than going all the way around backwards, he goes in between the line and the quarterback, and he has enough speed to outrun some folks, and he gets 11 yards on the right when it was a screen to the left. Goes out of bounds on the right boundary without being touched. And so that kind of ends. There's holding on Humphrey. No big deal. We do have to punt. And then on the Commanders' 8th drive, it's 6 plays, 18 yards, 2 minutes of possession. Ends in a possession. Jack Cochran's in at that point. He makes up for his 2 mistakes in a way. Doesn't really matter, but it's nice to see him having an interception. Marcus wheels all the way right to the sideline to do one of those, you know, magic late completions like Josh Allen, except Cochran intercepts it. So then it's basically a kneel down after that. So overall, yeah, just a great game in general. Let's look at the box score a little bit here. The box score could just be called the just short of landmarks. That's not the word I'm looking for. Just short of landmark yardage box score. I say that because Patrick Mahomes goes for 299 yards after his 2 interceptions in the first half, one of which was his mistake, one of which was not. He does have those 3 touchdowns, so 25 of 34 for 299, so a little bit better than 66%, but I don't think quite to 70%. As far as our runs, yeah, we had Pacheco for 58, Hunt for 40, Mahomes for 30, Rice for 12, and Brashard for 8. So you add that up, that's 98, 118, 138 yards, which is better than we usually have. I mean, usually our running core, even with Patrick Mahomes running, is not quite like that. We did have we still spread the ball out fairly well. Brown didn't have a catch. He was supposed to get the one, the kind of ill-advised throw by Patrick Mahomes in the first half. He only got 1 target, no catch. Kareem Hunt, remember, got 1 target for the touchdown. So then Noah Gray did have 4 targets, 2 catches for 23. Juju had some nice catches. I can't remember why that didn't come up in mentioning him there, because he had a nice first down play. I don't think I mentioned that in my play-by-play there. I think I caught it in a rough note somewhere else and just didn't recapture it. But Juju was nice. He had at least one first down there. And he was two catches on two targets for 29 yards. Xavier Worthy had seven targets, five receptions for 53 yards. Rashee then was 9 for 9. You got to love that. For 93 yards and a touchdown. And then, of course, Travis was 6 for 8, so for 99 yards and a touchdown. So two guys close to 100, but not to 100, and Patrick close to 300, but not 300. So overall, man, we'll take it. You know, as far as what the Commanders, I still want to call them the Redskins, honestly. And I don't even mean that in some, you know, obnoxious way. I just, when I take notes, I'm finally almost over it. But even just the last time I took notes, like yesterday, I'm almost typing Redskins. Yeah, overall pass yards, 284, you know, that's net. Versus for the Chiefs versus 200. For the Commanders, 148 for 148 rush yards for the Chiefs versus just 60 for the Commanders. And total yards, 432 versus 260. Like I said, so many of those were in the first half, because let's look at the second half again then. You want to think about that if we had 260-ish. Here are the second half drives for the Commanders. Let's see here. First to second half, we got 25 yards. This is going to be all the plays, the yards exactly, because things get a little bit funny how they do statistical. So there's 25 on the first of their second half. On the second of the second half, 17 yards. So now we're at 42 yards. On their third, 6 yards. We're now at 48 yards. All right, eight. So we're at 48. We get another 18. So 58, 66 yards. 66 yards in the second half. So, yeah, the first half looked a little bit worrisome. They had outgained us. They only ended up with 260 total yards in the entire game. So, yeah, just overall, really can't complain at all about the game. We I don't think we had a lot of pressures, but they were better once they got a little bit of a lead. So we'll see how it works, and we'll get ready for the Bills. I think we're looking up. I liked how we looked different than we did against the Raiders. There were certain ways that we were playing Rashee with those quick screens to the left, super quick passes where I thought, man, someone's going to jump those and take it to the house. So either they better know. No, I only throw that if the defensive back is 4 yards off the line of scrimmage. Or they say, we are not going to do that play this week. We're going to do something different. And overall, I thought the offense was largely different. If you recall, something that I said when I've discussed with DeMarcus in the reaction shows or in the prediction shows is that we did a lot of under center in the last two games specifically, and a little bit in the last three-ish to four-ish. And there was very little under center this game. So I do like that variability. And even though there was less under center, it seems to me, and I'm a total amateur at this, don't get me wrong, but it was less RPO. We had more definite running, even out of the shotgun, runs out of the shotgun that allow that offensive line to go ahead and explode off of the line and not have to worry about when to finally be aggressive. Yeah, overall, just an absolute great performance, and specifically great resilience. This is a team that's in the past, has been one that hasn't always dealt with prosperity inside a game. And they take 7 points as though it's 14. We didn't do that. This is a team that in many ways, I'm still worried about the defensive front. You know, that's not great, but they've just overall, the defense has been playing well. A little worried, I'm pretty worried about next week because Josh Allen's Josh Allen, and it's in Buffalo. They need to win, and we need to win, but it's in Buffalo. But I think you would say, by all accounts, that the Chiefs in the last three games since Jacksonville have looked better overall than they looked all of last year. Certainly better overall than they had in any three-game stretch last year. All right, guys, thanks for listening to Scales of Truth. Yeah, go Chiefs.